The Torah in Parshas Kisetze introduces a halachic concept that we are all familiar with, very familiar with, especially this year. The Torah in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel, it starts. You have a woman, a married woman, who was found to be with another man. So an Ar Marasa, that's Mizana, is Chayiv Skila. Torah says, "Vamesu es hanara," and this girl is killed. Al dvar asher lo tzaka v'ir, because she didn't scream. Ves ha'ish, and the man is killed. Al dvar asher ina es ha'ish es re'ehu biyar Torah mikarbecho. You have to kill the man for what he did as well, and we should eradicate all evil from amongst us. V'im Besade yimotze yimtza ha'ish es hanara barasa, and if they are found in the field, not ba'ir, v'hechzek bo ha'ish v'shachav imo meis ha'ish asher shachav imo levado, then you only kill the man. Ulenara loisasa davar, says the pasuk in Chavav. Rabbi, if I could just ask you guys to mute. Pasuk Chavav Rabosai Ulinara Losasa Dovar Ein Lanara Chet Maves Ki Kasher Yakum Isha Reyeu Ritzcho Nefesh Ken Adovar Azeh. But the Nara is not killed. Rabosai, that is a very, very important pasuk, a halachic concept. The pasuk, the phrase that you have to make sure that you know, ulenara loisase dovar. You do not kill the nara in all situations. Why? What's the reason? What's the rationale? Says the Gemara. Gemara in Ksubis, Rashi in the beginning of Ksubis quotes this on Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara Nedarim, and Daf Chav Zayin. Ulenara loisasa dover parshas chitese chav beis pasuk chavav introduces to us the halachic concept of oines rachmona patre. A concept that we're all familiar with. If a person is onus, he's under duress, the situation is out of his control, then he is not held responsible. The Torah exempts him. So to this girl, this is the parsha, Rabbi Yisai. Onus rachmona patre. Ulenara leisase dover. That's the makar for oinus. You are not held responsible for a transgression in Aveira that was done under duress and without your control. A lot of lumdus, a lot what to analyze when we learn Ksubis and Mirtz Hashem. How do you understand the Mice of Linus? But this is the Mucker, our Parsha. Rabbi said the Ramban is very bothered. If you look at the Ramban, a little bit before what I sent to you, b'tama tzaaka yitechin shetzaaka otaymo imtzaka im moshia lo ki afilu shamer shel otzaka p'tura kevin she'ein sham moshiim lo. Look at the part that I sent to you. V'omar This man is held responsible because of what he did, how he pained, and what he afflicted to this woman. It's only considered him causing affliction, causing pain, if he forced her. This latter pasuk, listen carefully, last paragraph. Ask the Ramban the following question. The Torah says that the reason why she's chayiv in the first parsha, al dvar asher lo tzaka be'ir, since she didn't scream in the city. And then the next pasuk, why? The pasuk of Zayin, ki basade matza tzaka anara marasa vein mayshiela. Ask the Ramban, is that what it's really about? Is everything over here, whether or not this woman going to be culpable, whether or not we're going to decide whether or not she's oinus or not, is all about what? Was there a tzaka or was there not a tzaka? This is remarkable, says the Ramban. If you want to save yourself from Misas Bezdin, then you gotta scream. If you're going to be culpable and going to be punished with the capital punishment, it obviously means you didn't scream. Says the Ramban, it's like there's a new Shulchan Aruch over here. Did you scream or did you not scream? That's what the Torah stresses. Rabbo said, let me read it again. Let's see what the pasuk says. In the situation where they're both chayav misa, ba'ir, in the city, where it happened in the city, the Torah says, why? Asher lo tzaka ba'ir. Because she didn't scream. Pasuk chav dalet. And in the situation where oinus applies, oinus rachmana patri ulanar losasa davar, says the pasuk chav zayin ki basada matza tzaka anara. She must have screamed. It was, we didn't hear it because it's in the sun, it's in the field, it's far away. Vein moshiela, and no one saved her. Ask the Ramban, that is not the definition of oinus. Definition of something being done under duress has nothing to do with my screaming or my response. Im ra'inu nara she'ichzik bo ha'ish. If we see a young woman that a man grabbed her, b'chol kocha, against her will, b'ochev, b'ochezes, b'begadav, and she's trying to grab and to move herself away and push him away, b'sarosav, or he grabs onto his hair, she grabs onto his hair, li'malim menu, to escape from him, v'lo yadalitzok, and let you know she didn't know to scream. Lama tisokel. Why is the Torah telling us that she's going to get skila? So therefore says the Ramban, Elagama tza'oka behoive, Lodun ba minastam ba'ir mafuta ubasada enusa. Therefore says the Ramban, do not read this pasuk literally. It's just speaking about a classic situation. It's speaking about normally when a person's in the city and such an occurrence happens, usually there's going to be a scream. And when it's in the sada, you're not necessarily going to hear that classic scream because it's in the field far away. But this halacha is not dependent on a yes tza'aka or a not tza'aka. That's where Ramban is forced into interpreting the psukim. Because otherwise, we don't understand why it should be dependent on the tzaka. Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share an idea and develop an idea originating from the Sfasemes and the Chidush Arim, but something that I think really speaks to us in our matzav that we've been in for the last few months that we need to internalize from this parsha. Comes along the Sfasemes in this week's parsha in year Tafresh Lamedalid, and he comments on this pasuk. Once again, Rabbi Yisai, the pasuk teaches us this din in Kol HaTorah Kula, such an important yisod for life, for every sugya. When a maisa is done ba'oines, when something is done under duress, a person is forced into a situation, we learn from Ulanara Lo Sase Davar that you're pater. Oines Rachmona Patre. The Torah paters ba'oines. But if you look carefully, like the Ramban is medayek, and the Ramban struggles with this diuk, the Torah says it's not simply oines. It's not simply an unfortunate situation. It's not simply what? A situation that's out of your control. But it needs another caveat, says the pasuk. Asher tzaka anara. That the girl, she screamed. And when is she culpable? When is she responsible? When is she held accountable? Asher lo itzaka. Says the Ramban, it can't be. And let's say she didn't have the ability to scream. Let's say she didn't think to scream. Let's say she didn't, whatever, it wasn't on her mind, wasn't on her radar, wasn't her first initial reaction. That wasn't the way she responded to the situation. She hit and she didn't scream. Obviously, that's still considered an oinus. Obviously, the din of oinus, Rachmana Patre, that you're not held accountable, is still going to apply. That's the Ramban's kasha. And therefore, the Ramban says you have to read the psukim, not literally. Comes along the Heiliges Sfasemes and tells us another way of reading the psukim. The pasuk tzara na tzoka nara muchach, says the Sfasemes. You see from the Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see from the words of the pasuk, Rabbi Yisai, a fascinating yisoid. Shekol sheyochal linotzel al yidei atzaaka michshiv rotzayn v'akodesh baruch hu shoymeya tfilas kol peh, says the Heiliges Sfasemes. You see from our parsha that if a person has the ability to scream, to be tzayik, and they don't, then clearly this is not a full oinus. And there is a rotzen. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears every tefillah in any situation. But ask the Sfasemes, it can't be. Va'af shen nira lefamim she'eino yachol litzayk. There are times that what? There are times that the enemy, the perpetrator, whoever it is, the torturer, the guard, you name it, Rabbi Yisai, the persecutor, he doesn't allow you to daven. Like, even though sometimes there are rules that tefillah is not allowed, that you can't join a minyan, that you can't daven, anti-Semitic rules. So how could the Torah say, Asher lo tzaka, that's considered a rotzen, that's not considered oinus, that doesn't have the klal of oinus rachmona patre. Mikol makom, im ha'odom mucham litzoik b'chol liboy, says the Sfasemes. If a person in his heart is ready to scream, al zeh nemar temer yeyikru v'ani eneh, on this the pasuk says, even before you actually enunciate it, even before you call out to me, I already responded, Rabbi Yisai, quicker than Hatzalah. First responder, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't even have to dial 911. I know what's going on in your life. Terem yikru v'ani ene. Before you call me, I'm already there to respond. The Adrabah, tzaka zu nishmas yoiser. Says the Svasemes tfilo tzaka, screaming, is not only making a loud noise, is not only enunciating, it's not only verbal, it's a tzaka salev. It's screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you can't verbalize it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to those tefillos also. The Chazal Amru Shekol Predas HaNeshama Miguf. When you scream with your neshama, leaving your guf. Ha'leches Misoifa Oilam at Soifa Oilam. That type of tefillah has the ability to go toward to the end of the world. V'hatam Nireh, says the Svasemes, and the reason is, since he's refusing this action, he doesn't want it. And he wants to scream, and he wants to let it out, and he's not able. When a person wants to daven, when a person wants to scream out to the Eibishter, and he can't, that's the greatest tefillah that can go everywhere, says the Svasemes. But when a person has the ability to be tzayek, hakol paisik, then it doesn't have that ability to get to all those destinations. This is talking about a deep tzaaka, a tefillah shebelev, ezu avodah shebelev, that is only in the world of koyach, potential, and therefore it's limitless. Once I verbalize, once I enunciate it, once my tefillah has a kol, okay, so then it's limited to where it goes. But a tefillah that's not audible, a tefillah that I want to daven but I can't, that is something that is limitless, that's not based on the bounds of volume and sound waves. Nishmas b'chol makom. Ki ha'rotzoin litzoik b'chol makom. Because the desire to be tzayik has incredible destinations. The chen kesev a even makir had tizak. Af shelo yishayach tzaaka mikol ze nishma ki amien bedover hu nechshav l'tzaaka. When you refuse it, that is a tzaaka alone. Bar Ramban zel hiksha, the Ramban asks, im lo ayer lanarish seichel litzak lama Thomas, if she didn't think, it wasn't Ola and Adas to her to scream. Why should she be killed? Abal HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisein seichel l'misha muchan l'tzoka. Says the Svasemes is not true. Anyone who's ready, anyone who's prepared to reach out to their Baruch Hu to scream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that seichel to the person to scream. And the male of this is a rotzen because she didn't want to scream. Rabbi said the Sasemis is telling us to read these psukim literally, to understand that yes, there's a halachic concept. There's oinis rachmana patre, but there's a limit. And the Torah qualifies that. And the Torah defines it. And the Torah tells us, it depends on tzaaka or lack of tzaaka. As I read you the psukim again, al dover asher loy tzaaka be'ir, that's why she's put to death. And when oinus rachmona patre applies, it's what? Because ki basodem tzaaka tzaaka anara, she was tzaik. Merv Rabbeisai, the maisa, the action, the physicality of this story, what actually transpired, could be considered an oinus. It could be considered against her will and something that we will halachically apply. The din of oinus rachmona patre with all the lumdis, with all the halachic elements and analysis that's relevant to oinus rachmona patre, to something that's done under duress. But the Torah is limiting that klal. The Torah is telling us that when it comes to tzaaka, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to avoda shebelev, when it comes to reaching out and screaming to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, as the Sfasem is saying, whether audible or not audible, even in a situation where they're not allowing you to enunciate and to verbalize, you see a chiddush nifla ad l'moed in this week's parsha. The regular dinim of oynes won't apply. A person has to want to scream, has to want to shout, has to want to call out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And even if the action might have been out of your control, even if the situation might have been totally under duress, but what about the tzaka? What about the tefillah? What about the fact that you're an Eved Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears you wherever you are? Where was the oinus on that? You were fighting. But did you call out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? And even if you didn't call out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, did you have that inner screaming that you wanted to call out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Asher lo tzaka. No. A person who has the ability to call out, a person who is granted either a literal tzaka or an inner tzaka, and he doesn't do so, oynes rachmona patre doesn't apply. A new din in Shulchan Aruch. A new chiddush from our parsha. The din of kolotar akula oynes doesn't apply. That's what you see from our parsha. Not that the Ramban was saying that it's lav dafka. It's dafka. There's a chiddush nifla that the Torah is introducing to us. Life could be behindness. There could be matzovim that are out of our control. We could have a pandemic and the shuls are locked down and we can't go. And we don't know why. And we don't know what's going on. And we don't know why we're stripped of all of our regular Jewish lives. But there was no oynes on the loitzaka. There was no oynes rachmona patre on this fact that you should scream even louder to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. More than you were in the minyanim. More than you were prior to Purim. That we can't say oynes rachmona patre. That makes it rotzen. That makes a situation that's out of our control. Now as if, this is not too bad. I could get used to this. I could deal with this. You know, at the end of the day, we're saying, yeah, it's very difficult, minyanim. Very difficult not to socialize, not to go to shiurim. But you know what? I have a ptur. I have an exemption. I have a din in ksubis. Oynes rachmone patre. The Torah tells me I'm oynes. It's out of my control. It's not in my hands. It's a Feirush Gemara. I'm not even, even the big three. The Rambam tells us you're not chayiv misa. If you did it by oynes. Oynes rachmone patre. Even avodah zarah. Even shvichas domim. I did it by oynes. I was passive. Okay, we got to learn those Rambams. There's a lot to learn about that. Let our list say sedaver parshas kiseitze. Let's learn parshas kiseitze. Let's analyze the psukim parshas kiseitze. Doesn't just say Lenar L'Sasa Dover. It says Lenar L'Sasa Dover when? Asher Tzoka. Because even in that situation, when physically I was tied up, when physically I was bound, when physically I was limited, but guess what? I begged of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I never took that oynes and didn't call out to Hashem. And I was ready to call out to Hashem. And I was with you, Hashem, whether it was internally, externally, verbally. I was always dependent on Hashem throughout the situation. There is no oinus, according to the Sfas Emes, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to avodah shebelev. So, like, as if I would say, a chiddush nifla, there's oinus achmona patrei applies to kol ha'tayra kula, avodah zarah, shvichas domim, ritzicha, everything, the big three, you name it, oinus achmona patrei. But not what? But not tzaka, but not tefillah, but not an inner connection with the Rabbeinu Shloim. Shteid in pasuk. We forget the pesukim, Rabbi. Say we get so carried away in the lumdus in the sugya. We quote half pesukim. We don't know any pesukim. So we say, "Well, now it's hasadara. Or it's achmana patre. It didn't call it Torah kula." That's not what the Torah says in this week's parsha. We can't let Yiddishkeit turn off. Because we're in an unfortunate situation. Because it's a difficult predicament. And now we run with it. Oinus. Oinus Rachmona Patre. That's not what it says. It says Oinus Rachmona Patre because she was tzayik. Because she davened. Because she stayed connected. And she was megalan that this is not what she wants. And even in the Nebuch situation, and even in the uncomfortable situation, she was still with the Abishah, with the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Ah, such an individual, such a person that has such a response. That's Oynes Rachmona Patre. Ulenara Loi Sasedover, this is totally out of the person's control. But when you have an individual that is an unfortunate situation, Rabbi Yisrael, like we've all been in. And we take it as what? As an excuse. We take it and we run with it. We say, this is not so bad. And we use the situation, and not only that, but we disconnect. We turn off. And we say, Hashem, what, you have tainas on me? What, that I'm not close to you now? That I'm not reaching out to you now? That I'm not calling out to you now, Krishna? You created this. Whose fault is this? Mine or yours? That's what's happening. And I want to run with the tour of Ulanar Lasasadovar. Oynis Rachmona Patre. I'm missing Psukim. Asher Loitzoka. Asher Loitzoka. That there's no oinus to. Rabbi Isai, there's no tainas on anyone. It's a very, very difficult matzah that we're in. But the Torah is teaching us that in this complicated situation, we need to remember there's one element that is never under duress, that is never taken away from us, that is never removed from us. It's the wish to will to want to call out and to connect Hashem. Asher Loitzaka. On that, there's no Oynes Rachmana Patre. You always have that ability. You always have. And if that's the case, Rabbi say, if we internalize this and we implement this, so then, even in these situations, even in a matzah where we can't do the norm and we can't connect in our normal way, as long as we're still being tzoyik, as long as we're still maximizing our avodah shalev, as long as we're staying connected to Hashem in those matzavim, so then that's when the exemption applies. That's when we say, Ulanara loisasadav. But Rabbi Yisai, we need to realize and to check off all the credentials for Oynes Rachmona Patre to apply, for us to really be exempt. And remember that some things are in your control. Your state of mind, your connection, your tefillah, whether verbally or internally, is always in your control. And could be, in some ways, says the Sfas Emes, even more powerful than a normal tefillah, because you're not able to express it audibly. And you have that tefillah that is boundless. So Rabbi say, let's remember that. Let's remember what this parsha is teaching us. That no matter what situation we find ourselves, no matter what the matzav is, no matter how out of control this predicament becomes, there's one thing that's in my control. It's tzaaka. And I need to make sure that that aspect is being involved and implemented and being practiced in order for me to really fulfill all my responsibilities. Just like the Nara, the Torah says specifically, tzaka, light tzaka, so too in whatever situation I find in my life, it's tzaka, light tzaka. That means if it's going to be look like a different Purim, a different Pesach, a different Shavuos, and now a different Rosh Hashanah, which is all about what? Tfilas, tfilas, tfilas. Rabbi Isa, I want to share with you a remarkable story that I had jitters when I heard. The Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, took over for the Chassam Sofer in Pressburg. And Nebuch, there was a person in his community who had workers in the house. And one of the workers stole money from the mayor of the town, from the leader of the town of Pressburg. And he hid it in the house of the yid that he works for. The mayor found out about it. It was a large sum of money. The mayor found out about it. And he immediately arrested this yid in the Ksav Sofer's town, father of six kids. And in those times, Rabotzai, you did something so egregious. You did something against the law and you stole from the mayor. You're going to be put to death in front of the entire town. As the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Kadesh Yishmu V'Yiro, so that all of the community should see and learn a lesson. Ksav Sofer finds out about this. He approaches the mayor, who he had a relationship with, and he tells him, I know this yid. I know this person. You have the wrong individual. It's not him. I don't know how that money got there, but it wasn't because of him. The mayor, filled with rage and anger, did not listen to a word that the Ksav Sofer said. And he said, the death will be done, will be killed. He will be put to death on Friday afternoon in front of the whole town. Ksav Sofer, realizing that he's not making any progress with the mayor, he decides to go and travel to the major offices, to the higher leaders of the country, and to use any connection he had to convince them to try and save this yid's life, pleading on his behalf. And because the mayor was so adamant, he wasn't making any progress, even with those above the mayor in terms of the government at that point in time. The Ksav Sofer exhausted all options, trying to call any person, connect to any person that he had within the government, and it was all not successful. Ksav Sofer went home, tired, after working days and days to try to save this yid's life. Nothing worked. Ksav Sofer was so tired, he fell asleep. Ksav Sofer says, when he fell asleep, he had a dream. And who showed up in his dream? The Halig Chsam Sofer, his father, Sha'al Dvarav, Anu Chayim, Rabbi Isai, the same Chsam Sofer that we learn. And the Chsam Sofer says to his son, the Chsav Sofer, there's a Yid that in a few days there's a Gzeira against him to be killed. Nebuch, he's a father of six. He's going to be killed. And the Ksav Sofer turns to his father in the dream. And he says to his father, my father, I know about this Gzeira. I've been involved in this Gzeira. And the Ksav Sofer turns to him and he says, you have to stop this Gzeira Ra'ah. And the Ksav Sofer says, I've been working in my town. I've been working. I even traveled outside the town. I tried every single connection. I've been putting every piece of ishtablus that I can to try to save this person's life. I'm not ignoring it. I'm trying. And says the Chsam Sofer, but you fell asleep. How could you fall asleep? And the Chsam Sofer says, what do you mean? I've been running all over the place. Trying, nothing is successful. I became so tired, I fell asleep. Says the Chsam Sofer, there's a Gzeira Ra'ah. You have to save him. And the Chsav Sofer, and now you're sleeping. The Chsav Sofer says, what else is there to do? Says the Chsam Sofer, davening! Davening, davening, davening! You didn't try everything. There's no din of Olonar Eloisase Dovar. There's a halacha called tzoka, davening, tzoyik. It's not just the connections. It's not just the people you see. The Ksav Sofer says he got up 3 a.m. He collected all of the town, 3 a.m, and told everyone to come to the Beis Medrash. He gathered the entire town and clapped on the bima and said, open up the Aron Kodesh. And he started davening with the entire tzibor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove the gzera, that this person shouldn't be killed, this father of six, Nebuch. And Rabbi said that Friday morning, the officers, as they picked up the man to lead him towards his death, had a conversation with the worker in the house. And it was Niskala through the conversation. He got tripped up. And it was Niskala that it was actually this guy. And not the Balabas and not the Yid. And his life was saved. Rabbi Sai, what was this conversation with the Ksav Sofer and with the Chsam Sofer? It's our very parsha. It's exactly the Yisai that we're saying. We turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom and we say, Lanala Sasadovar, I'm oines. I'm off the hook. There's nothing else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I tried every connection. I tried every maneuver. I tried every swing, every approach. You're locking things down. You're taking it out of my hands. And the Ksav Sofer falls asleep. And the Ksav Sofer says what? Oynis Rachmona Patre, because of your actions. What happened to Tzaaka? What happened to Tefillah? What happened to Avodah Shebelev? What happened to their desire? There's no Oynis Rachmona Patre on that. That never is shut. That option is always there. Boisai. It's a difficult matzv. It's a difficult situation. There's no question. But we need to focus on this parsha. We need to revive our tzaaka, our tefillos. That was not taken away from us. And that is never taken away from us. And that is always there. and always an opportunity and an avenue and a pathway in any situation that a Yid finds himself, whether internally, Avodah Shebelev, or externally. That option is there. There's no Ulanar lo sasadover, Oynes Rachmona Patre, on that. Rabbi say, if we internalize that, if we are makbid on this, Mirza Hashem, Rabbi say, Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear all of our tefillas, and we will be zeiche badin, in Mirza Hashem, on this upcoming Yemei Hadin, and be zeiche to refuos, yeshuos, and nechamos. Shkayach.